Highly successful visit to the United States.
Pakistan hopes that U.S. drone attacks would end soon in its conflict-hit tribal region after highest-level negotiations between U.S. President Barack Obama and country's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif during his just-concluded state visit to Washington.
On the drone strikes, I think our position has been made loudly clear. The message is there in very clear terms, and we do hope that that message will sink and the drone strikes will end.
The Taliban have been attacking security forces in a retaliation of U.S. drone attacks that right activists report have killed more than 3,000 civilians in their tribal areas since 2004. Several newspapers have reported that the U.S. is likely to suspend drone attacks to help Islamabad to meet preconditions of Pakistani Taliban to start negotiations to end over a decade-long insurgency in the country. But will U.S. end drone operations altogether still remains an open-ended question, at least until next year when most of the foreign troops exit from Afghanistan.
You see, the most significant thing which will affect the drone attacks will be the talks between Taliban, Pakistani Taliban, and the government of Pakistan. Pakistan government has informed the American government about its intention to hold talks with Taliban.
Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif also asked the U.S. to repatriate Dr. Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani national who was convicted by a New York court in 2010 of attempting to kill his American interrogators in Afghanistan. Dr. Afia was allegedly kidnapped by Pakistani intelligence agencies in 2003, only to be handed over to the U.S. on what right activists say fabricated charges of her links with Al-Qaeda. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.